This is Covenant Eyes Radio, helping you in your journey to stay pure online. Covenant Eyes equips people to find good accountability relationships in the fight against internet temptation. Our accountability software is a unique tool that helps people to shatter the anonymity of internet use and be open to others about the choices we make and the temptations we face online. However, internet accountability reports are only as good as our friendships with the people who read them. We need accountability partners who are engaged with us in a life-changing way. Last week, we played the beginning of our conversation with Christian psychologist Dr. Larry Crabb. Dr. Crabb spoke about the need we have for real Christian friendships and community, where we engage with one another in a way that stirs up and allows us to see the supernatural work the Holy Spirit is doing in our hearts to make us more like Christ. This week, Dr. Crabb will talk about the battle that rages inside all of our hearts.
And I believe very deeply that until we get to heaven, that there's going to be a battle going on in the most mature Christian soul, that the Spirit of God is doing something deep in terms of exposing the battle that the Bible puts very simply, calling it the flesh-spirit battle.
Speaking from his recent book, Soul Talk, Dr. Crabb will begin talking about what he calls the five dance steps of redemptive Christian conversation, five ways of thinking that help us get to the root of sin and help us to have more meaningful relationships in the body of Christ.
That battle between selfishness, self-obsession, and God-centeredness, God-obsession, is going on all the time. And I want somebody to know that battle is going on, to get in the slimy mess with me, and to still believe that the Spirit of God is working in me. And I believe that if we get together in community, we'll find that the examined life can be an incredible adventure into intimacy with God.
Well, Larry, you mentioned five dance steps in your book, Soul Talk. And the first step is think beneath. Think beneath. Describe what you mean by think beneath.
Yeah, that's that is the first step. And I think without that first step, the other ones simply do not follow. If I had one prayer for everybody that's going to listen to all this and think about it, I think the prayer would be, recover the lost art of curiosity. So often in our culture, if even in casual ways, if I might say to somebody, yeah, I saw a good movie last night, their response might be, I did too, as opposed to, what movie did you see? And then, why did you like it? If we're going to relate to each other in a soul talk way, we've got to become very fascinated and intrigued with what the Spirit is doing in somebody else, because he's always doing something. He's never taking a nap. He's always at work in his children. And for me to look at you when we're having a conversation, sitting in a small group or having coffee together, and you share with me, some struggle, yeah, I had a financial reverse, or you have a kid that's going in some wrong directions, or you're really happy about something, you just felt really blessed. If I'm willing to become deeply curious, I want to think beneath, knowing that there are things going on in your heart that at some level you're unaware of, and if you are aware of them, you're going to be a little bit hesitant to share some of them. And I would like to become a profoundly safe person for you who lets you know that whatever's going on in you, I am really curious without judgment, but with great hope. And I believe very deeply that until we get to heaven, that there's going to be a battle going on in the most mature Christian soul. And that's not me, but if I were to talk to Jim Packer or Billy Graham, I think I'd be able to look into their eyes and believe that the Spirit of God is doing something deep in terms of exposing the battle that the Bible puts very simply, calling it the flesh-spirit battle. What is going on beneath the surface of a difficult marriage, beneath the surface of frustration, beneath the surface of panic attacks? And I want to know all that. I want to think about that. I want to think beneath to what's happening beneath the surface and beneath a person's eyesight to be able to see. And an illustration of that, if you were to say to me, well, Larry, I heard you were on a speaking trip recently. And I was. And if you were to say, how'd it go? And I would say, you know, I did a conference called Life in the Narrow Road up in Toronto, and I've done the conference before, but I didn't look at any of my old notes. I started totally from scratch, and I did everything fresh. I wanted to hear a real word from God. And if you were to hear that, rather than say, oh, that's really good, suppose you said, well, let me think beneath, Larry. Why would you do that? Did you not like your previous conference? What's going on here? And if you were to stay with me and stay profoundly curious, and if I were to believe that if I talk a lot, you're not going to get bored, but you actually would like to hear what's going on, and you kept asking questions, and even though you didn't know what you were doing, but you really cared about me and wanted to know, eventually you'd realize that there's a real battle going on in my soul. I've been speaking a lot for a bunch of years, and the battle that's going on in my soul is I just believe it is so easy when you get behind a pulpit or a lectern or a conference or whatever. I've spoken to Promise Keepers, to, 50,000 men and all this sort of thing. And what goes on inside of me is, I hope this goes well. So I'm basically saying, I don't really care about anybody out there. I care what they think of me. And if you stay with me long enough, you're going to discover that that stuff's going on in me, and I hate it. And I want so bad to hear from God and have the courage and the release to give it to people. You stay with me long enough, and you'll enter the battle that's going on in my soul every day, not just when I speak to groups, but when I talk to my wife, when I call my kids, when I speak with my grandkids. That battle between selfishness, self-obsession, and God-centeredness, God-obsession, is going on all the time. And I want somebody to know that battle is going on, to get there, get in the slimy mess with me, and to still believe that the Spirit of God is working in me.
Wow. I can't help but think, As you talk about that, I can't help but think about my 5-year-old son and about how he still, because he's a child, has an incredible childlike curiosity about everything and really about everyone, and that his curiosity, it always manifests itself in the question, why? Why is this? Why is that? And I think just as we get older, we probably tend to lose that curiosity, when in reality, I think the Spirit of God can stir up within us a profound curiosity about what's going on in the souls of people. And that is an incredible thing when you're in a community of people that have that aspiration, that they have that thinking beneath kind of rhythm going on, where they're constantly looking for, I want to know what's going on inside of Luke. I want to know what's going on inside of Larry. I want to know what's in them so that I can see what the Spirit of God is doing.
By the way, there's an aside here that one of the reasons we don't get curious is I don't really want to know what's going on in you because I'm not sure what I'm supposed to do with it. So let me just keep things at a nice, shallow, happy level and never get deep. And what a distinction between curiosity and meddling. You know, if I'm meddling, I'm basically looking for my own sense of satisfaction if I want to be in the know. And I want to give you some input, and I want to control you in some form and let you know how important I am to you and judge you and show you where you're wrong and teach you a lesson. But curiosity really depends on a very deep belief that the Spirit of God is not just an idea. He's a person, and he's actively at work in somebody's life at every moment. Now, if I believe that, then I'd like to know what good he's doing in you right now so I can worship, so I can celebrate, so I can be excited about Christianity, to really see what God is doing in somebody else. So curiosity is just very, very central. And I think why your 5-year-old son is better at it than us adults sometimes is because over time we get scared, we don't know what we're doing, and our natural desire to control gets in the way of our spiritual desire to be curious.
If we go back to that word accountability, I think it's maybe the difference between behavioral type accountability and more motivational accountability. Not just being honest about, have you given into lust this week? Have you overspent on your budget? Have you been lazy at your job? Have you gossiped or slandered? We go through our list of obvious behaviors that we're trying to avoid, but get down to the core of, so why did you do this when you did it? What was driving you? And a lot often we don't go to those questions because we don't even really know the answer to our own questions about ourselves, about our own hearts. We avoid it because we're unaware of why we're motivated the way we are. But then again, that's exactly why the body of Christ is needed. It helps us to see, to become a mirror for what's going on in our own souls. The more someone else helps us to probe beneath ourselves, we are able to do that for other people as well. That's wonderful.
Yes, good conversations grow out of the adventure of moving into unexplored territory.
Mm.
Socrates said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." But there's a Harvard psychiatrist, Armand Nicolai, who says that in his experience, most younger people today, talking about Harvard students, although they believe the unexamined life is not worth living, they believe the examined life is too tough to live. I believe that if we get together in community, we'll find that the examined life can be an incredible adventure into intimacy with God and the release of who we really are in becoming the live men and women God called us to be.
Thank you for listening to Covenant Eyes Radio. In our next episode, Dr. Crabb will share the second dance step of Soul Talk, another important way of conversing that helps us to keep in step with the Spirit of God. For more information on Dr. Larry Crabb, visit newwayministries.org. Listen to more of our podcasts on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog. You and me.